It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and there's few moments in life that are more significant and more memorable than your first engagement.
Oh man. Why do you say first?
Well, you know, second engagement probably isn't quite as special as the first one.
Should be.
Because you've kind of been there before. It's lost its shine. The third engagement, you really have to fake the excitement there.
It's almost like a retweet at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, just like, all right,
retweet,
do it again.
Oh my,
another ring? This one's definitely the prettiest of all.
Yeah.
And by your fourth engagement, you're not even trying to act surprised. You're just like, yeah, sure, just put it in the box with the others. I'll look at it later. I need to finish this Netflix documentary on rice.
That sounds right.
On rice?
Yeah. And then they're like, I think they said yes.
I'm pretty sure.
There was a sure in there.
Yeah.
When I filed my taxes next year, they said yes.
Definitely. Yeah. But still, that first time when you ask that special somebody to spend eternity with you.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
That's a really big deal.
Oh, it's so sweet.
And that's why so many guys go to extreme lengths to make that day and that moment as special as possible.
I was just going to say, my future wife, if you're listening, you have like a 10 to 15 minute presentation of something coming.
Oh, wow. You've got a PowerPoint? Do you have a PowerPoint?
We don't know. You're doing?
Bring snacks because it's going to take a while.
Yeah, babe, I got you.
And that's what one guy from Germany did.
Aww.
He wanted to go as big as he possibly could.
Yeah, for the love of his life.
That is really sweet.
And he's making headlines today because of it.
Uh-oh, is that good or bad?
Well, because if your proposal's in the news, I'm going to guess it's probably not for a good reason.
Sometimes big is complicated.
Yeah.
And complicated can go wrong.
Well, the guy's name is Decker. And after 3 years with his girlfriend, Mila, he thought it was finally time to pop the question. And he wanted to do it in a romantic, exotic setting.
Ooh.
So he thought a vacation to Mexico would provide the perfect opportunity.
Oh, yeah. That's
awesome.
I
like that. I mean, and after 3 years, she's like, it's coming.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Decker. He didn't want to be too cliche about this.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't going to do it at a restaurant or on the beach or something.
Look, the parrot has something on its, in its claw, honey.
He wasn't going to wait for sunset.
Been done before.
All right.
Lame. So instead, he chartered a small private plane for just him and Mila that would fly around the area, give them sweeping views of the Mexican coastline to create the ideal moment for a proposal.
Wow. Awesome.
Except, I mean, it is, but if you're in a tiny little plane, it's really loud in there.
Yeah, it's like,
you're like yelling over it.
But still, that even wasn't quite enough for him.
Oh. Dude, a private jet? Oh, wow. I think you're good.
No, to really create some added excitement, Decker asked the pilot for a small favor.
Uh-oh, what is he going to do?
He asked if halfway through, the pilot could announce over the PA system that there was an engine failure.
No, wait a minute. No, have we not learned from like people proposing while faking a burglary?
Terrifying.
Oh, no.
Then he wanted the pilot to put the plane into a temporary dive.
No.
Oh,
a dive.
No.
You know, to help build up the emotions.
Wow.
I mean,
I want to spend the rest of my life, the last few seconds with you.
Of course.
Did the pilot agree?
Well, and his idea was when their hearts were really racing.
Oh, my God.
The adrenaline's really flowing. That's when he would pop the question and create that once-in-a-lifetime everlasting memory.
I'm scared.
I would be, if I was the wife being proposed to, I would be like, I don't care. Don't ask that right now. Yes. We're dying.
Well, and you would just assume that they were asking it because they really thought that, like, this is the last thing. She's going to kill me if I don't ask her right before we die.
Oh, my God.
But there's some sincerity in that moment.
You know,
it's like, this is the final seconds of our lives, and I want to spend it creating an eternal bond with you.
You're backing this idea.
I'm saying,
How are you backing this idea?
I see the logic.
You see where?
I see the logic.
No.
And
so
he offered the pilot extra money if he was willing to do that, and the pilot agreed. But shockingly, something went wrong.
Please don't tell me the plane really crashed.
When communicating with the pilot, some of the messaging was lost, wires got crossed, and instead of doing a quick 5-second dip, the pilot went into a 35-second nosedive.
Yeah.
No!
Long enough to have Mila completely freak out.
Oh my gosh.
And in the middle of the chaos, Decker unbuckled his seatbelt.
He didn't still go through with it.
Against the recommendations on the safety sign, he got up out of his seat.
No, he didn't.
Got down on one knee.
He's floating at this point.
And he asked for Mila's hand as he's sliding down the center aisle. Obviously,
I would be so angry.
Mila wasn't able to give an answer. She was a little preoccupied, screaming for her life.
Crying.
And it wasn't till the plane finally leveled off and Mila had a chance to calm down that Decker explained he organized the fake emergency as a joke.
No. Oh, I feel the anger
in order
from
to
her.
Propose.
This yeah. is their first married fight.
Mila,
yeah, I don't know that they're going
to
get married.
Understandably, didn't want to talk to him the rest of the flight.
Oh my gosh.
And when they landed, Decker decided maybe he should try his luck one more time.
No, no, bro, no, she's buddy. Not talking to you.
So he talked to a bus.
Once they got onto the tarmac, Decker ran ahead of Mila, got down on a knee again, and asked one more time if she'd marry him.
Then he yelled, quick, he's got a gun! Doug!
Her reaction, she didn't even break stride and hit him over the head with her purse as she walked towards the tarmac.
Sounds right. I'm angry for her.
He deserves it.
The pilots were interviewed by the local news afterwards, and they felt bad about the miscommunication. And they're hoping that Mila needs a little bit of time to cool off.
You know, though, I don't think that the 5-second dive would have gone much different than the 35-second dive.
I don't know. It'd be kind of like a roller coaster moment, like a blip.
Yeah, when you get turbulence and your stomach comes up a little.
She might have said yes the second time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Decker's considering legal action against the private jet company if she doesn't say yes. For possibly ruining his relationship.
Oh, that is not the problem,
the
Decker.
The fact they have to fly home from Mexico together scares me.
Yeah!
Well, she's probably just scared to get on any plane with him now.
She's taking the boat home.
Yeah.
So I would consider that kind of a proposal fail.
Kind of?
I'd say so.
It's on the edge.
You think there's something that would beat that?
I think something might. Because I'm sure it's not the first proposal that's backfired. And I bet our listeners have a few good stories for us about proposals that didn't go the way they planned. So you know what? Text in to 78592 right now. We want to hear your best proposal fails.
Yes.
Whether it's happened to you or maybe to a close friend or family member. We'll do it right after this.